Among the many unknowables in this story, one of the least mysterious is what Eula Ausley thought on her last ride. The date was May 4, 1922, a Thursday, and the final full day of school in Kirvin, Texas. 17-year-old Eula was to graduate the next morning. Her Aunt Rena was sewing a new white dress for her to wear at the commencement ceremony in the school auditorium, and she had been given strict instructions to ride straight home to Shanks for a final fitting. She had been riding 3 miles to school each morning and returning 3 miles home each evening for 2 years, but this was the final return trip, the last routine of her schoolgirl years. The sky was a brilliant blue. Big, slow, cumulus clouds were drifting north like migrating mountaintops. Cotton fields had been planted for a month, and green leaves covered the furrows. A gentle spring breeze rustled the new grass, and Eula could smell a fragrant bouquet of flowers and weeds crushed beneath her black gelding's hooves. The countryside had received several inches of rain during the previous week, but May 4th was clear and pleasant. Her mind was almost certainly filled with happy, excited thoughts and plans. Graduation was a singularly significant event in the area, one of the most important days in the lives of the participants, who would be presented to family and neighbors in an auditorium filled to overflowing. Completion of school was a major accomplishment for anyone, anywhere in 1922. For Eula, graduation was the realization of a dream. She had received the first 8 years of her education in Shanks, where she lived with her grandparents, John and Permelia King. But the little village school went no further than 8th grade, and she wanted more. The school at Kirvin offered 2 more years, a typical maximum for towns in the county, and Eula begged to be allowed to attend. Convincing her grandfather she could ride the 6 miles every day in any kind of weather was a challenge. He feared for her safety, but, as always, she convinced him. She had other reasons to celebrate that day in May, other cause to feel fulfilled. Just 2 months earlier, she had attended a week-long Baptist revival in a large, tan, circus-style tent pitched in a vacant lot in downtown Kirvin. When, on Thursday night, the evangelist V.B. Starnes asked who among the participants would accept Christ into their lives, she and a friend went forward. A few days later, both girls were immersed in the baptistry of the Kirvin Baptist Church located at the edge of town. Finally, there was her family, orbiting around her, doting on her, nearly smothering her with adoration. She knew, could not help but know, how special she was in their eyes, and the knowledge made her determined to live up to their expectations. She was going out into a bright, pleasant world, feeling mature, buoyed up by the love of God and of a large, happy family. Life in Freestone County must have appeared particularly promising to Eula Ausley on May 4, 1922. Like the rest of her family, Eula was tall and good-looking, with wavy brown hair and a stout, athletic build. Although the style for young ladies her age was short, bobbed hair, and local newspapers kept those in the county abreast of fashion, Eula wore her hair long, often topped with a hat. She looked much older than her 17 years. On that day, she was probably wearing a long black riding skirt and lace-up boots, a white midi blouse, and a round-brimmed straw hat. Her mature good looks and extra height would have made her noticeable anywhere. On top of everything else lifting her spirits that day, she was also hoping her best friend, Mary, could spend the night.